good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
Ho, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, with me. Come celebrate Christmas with me. 'Twas a fortnight following St. Patrick's Day when across the thin veil the leprechauns came. The Shebeg and Shemore to dance with the fay and join the fine crack until morning. Oh, Lucky was sitting and drinking stout brew when in walked two elves with green hats and red shoes. He smiled and he said, "Why, how do you do? Pull a seat up and drink here with me." Oh, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling, stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. The larger elf said, "Let me buy you a beer. 'Twas a great Paddy's Day for all that I hear." The other elf added, "I've a secret to share. Just listen, and the next round's on me." Lucky drank his first pint while singing a song. The second pint came as he was feeling quite strong. But the shot of hot whiskey made him feel all wrong. That's when the elf began to speak. Oh, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Kris Kringle sent us to recruit by ourselves, but the Keeblers are busy, spew as freeing house elves. I guess what we're saying is we've chosen quite well. You're going to the North Pole with me. They dragged him outside, tied him to a reindeer. To the North Pole they flew to serve the full year. You leprechauns take note to Santa's elves and beware. Don't share in the crack of the fay. Oh, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me. Oh, ho, Merry Christmas with a rat-a-tat-tum. The presents we make will bring joy to children. Santa's smiling and stroking his beard with his thumb. Come celebrate Christmas with me, come celebrate Christmas with me.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. That was my newest Christmas single, the Celtic Christmas Elf Conscription Song. You can download that song through CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, however you like. If you are on iTunes, I'd hope you go and post a review of it up on iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby. The more reviews kind of helps other people find out if they want to have a copy of that single. Since I'm pretty much out there having no time to actually do it myself, to actually do some promotion for it, I really hope you could do that. There's also a link in the show notes where you can request the song on CelticRadio.net. It's already got a few good ratings already, so I hope you can go over there, listen to the show, then rate the song. Now, what everyone's been waiting for, I know it's been a long time since I posted, but on October 27th, my daughter, Kinsey, was born. We drove to the hospital the night before, and there was a double rainbow as we were driving up to the hospital. It was a beautiful experience, and then all through the night, my wife labored, and come the next morning, we had a little baby girl, and she's absolutely beautiful. 7 pounds, 6 ounces was her birth weight. Unfortunately, she was born with a congenital heart defect called tetralogy of Fallot. You might have read that on my various blogs, newsletters, Facebook, whatever. So we spent 3 weeks in the hospital taking care of her. She had her first surgery to fix one of the little problems, create a little bypass. And then she has another surgery in 6 to 12 months. It's been a bit rough working, trying to work through all this. But we've done our best, and we finally got her home on my wife's birthday, the 21st of November. right before Thanksgiving. So Gwen's dad was here for Thanksgiving, and we had a wonderful, delicious Thanksgiving with this seasoned lamb for dinner. I'm not a big turkey person, and so this is actually the first time I've actually had a Thanksgiving dinner without turkey, and it was awesome. Lamb is my new favorite. That's what I think we should do every year for Thanksgiving. But I guess it's really going to depend on which relatives are coming to visit, because that's what it boils down to. It's about everyone, not just me. Oh, sigh. But since then, Kenzie's been here. We've been taking care of her week after week, and it's been wonderful. She is an absolutely beautiful little girl. She and her mom are out for a walk in Audubon Park right now. So I have the place to myself, and I can finally, you know, do a podcast and say what's been going on in the world here. Meantime, Christmas is fast approaching, and so I have not done nearly enough Celtic Christmas promotion. I have my Celtic Christmas podcast, which I've done nothing with thus far. One show that was sent in to me to be posted on the podcast. Haven't done that yet. This show will go up there as well. So if you enjoy Celtic Christmas music by Celtic bands, well, then the CelticChristmasPodcast.com is the place to go. Of course, you want to find out a link to all great sort of things Celtic Christmassy, go to CelticChristmasMusic.net. I was really hoping to have a Celtic Christmas CD this year, and it's just not going to happen. So I'll talk more about that in a moment. Let's jump into some music. We're going to play Eileen Ivers' CD she released last year, An No Leg. It's An Irish Christmas. This is Don Ech Ud Ib Met Betio. I think it's pronounced. I'm not entirely sure. It's in Gaelic, of course. It's a good CD. It's a really good CD, I gotta say. Eileen Ivers is hit or miss for me. She throws in her band, so I can't, something. All I know is that it turns into a crappy R&B. But the album here is actually really nice. All around, it's nice. And you can find a link to it in the show notes. And you can support the podcast by following the links in the show notes. Here's Eileen Ivers.
Gaily, the earth in white is dry. shepherds bow down in fear. When the heavens open brightly and God's message rings out clear.
Mid-morning, every Christmas Eve, we used to gather. It was the perfect way to start the holidays. We'd have a snack and then we all would follow Father. And to the local, just like children, we would race. And when we got back, somewhat worse for wear and reeling, we'd laugh to see the driveway being so full of cars. It might have been the beer, but I remember feeling that there could not be a happier family than ours. Because you were the one that kept us all together. Though how you worked your magic, none of us could say.
Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day?
We'd sit around the kitchen table in the evening. You'd get the trifle ready and would peel the sprouts. Sometimes we'd sing and Father's voice would raise the ceiling, and windows shook with all our laughter and our shouts. A glass of sherry and a mince pie and a carrot for Father Christmas you would put there on the shelf. And you'd pretend you only did it for the children, but we all knew that it was really for ourselves. Because you were the one that kept us all together. So how you worked your magic, none of us could say.
Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather.
What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? First thing next morning, we would panic in the kitchen until we got the turkey safely on the go. And as we wished each other once more Merry Christmas, With love and pride, both father's eyes and yours would glow. And when at last we'd sit around the Christmas table, we'd pull the crackers and we'd wear the silly hats, and we would praise you for the turkey and for the pudding, but took for granted all the love you laid for us. Because you were the one that kept us all together. Though how you worked your magic, none of us could say.
Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather. What will we do now without you on Christmas Day?
Come Boxing Day, we'd all disperse into our own worlds. And thank you both for one more perfect holiday. And we would hush the children who were asking questions about why Granny cried as we all drove away. And now we know that it's our turn to take the mantle, but we're not sure where to begin and what to do. The truth is that the gap you left no one can handle, and none of us can ever be another you. Because you were the one that kept us all together. How you worked your magic none of us could say.
Your blazing fire would drive away the coldest weather.
What will we do now without you on Christmas Day? What will we do now without you on Christmas Day?
That, of course, was one of my favorite, all-time favorite Christmas songs, George Papageras with Without You on Christmas Day. It's from his CD, Ordinary Heroes. And I want to thank all the ordinary heroes like you out there who have been so kind and send me support emails, some money too. A lot of people have sent some generous donations to help cover the expenses with Kenzie, because so after Kenzie was born, she was transferred to Children's Hospital in New Orleans. Fantastic all around. It's an excellent facility. The nurses there are wonderful. But she was transferred there. We went into to talk to a counselor regarding payment. And all I saw was the number that they wrote down on a piece of paper as we were applying for Medicaid. $56,000. I was 3 days into it. So she was in the hospital, I don't know, another 2 weeks, a week and a half at least, 2 weeks somewhere. 3 weeks. So just imagine how much that is. $250,000, $300,000, $500,000 maybe. Fortunately, we were approved for Medicaid. Most of our expenses, thank God, are covered. That doesn't mean all of them are. So there's a lot of incidental expenses that have cropped up. And I think some people have already volunteered to do benefits for us. And we are happy to accept those benefits. We're happy to accept donations, anything you want to contribute to help cover some of the extra expenses that have been incurred due to this these circumstances. So I really appreciate all you ordinary heroes out there who you're amazing. The comments that I've received on Facebook have just been overwhelming, and for both my wife and I. So thank you all very much for all your support. But even better is that she is back home. I'm getting ready to put together a Christmas iMix. There won't be a ton of tracks on this iMix, but I really appreciate anyone who can head on over to the iMix page over at theCelticMusicPodcast.com, or just follow markgunn.com/iMix. The link in the show notes will do the trick. And you follow the link, you rate the iMix, all those songs go flying up the charts. And I don't know if you've looked at the charts on iTunes. There's a lot of Celtic music, Celtic Christmas CDs. There's a lot of crap, too. I learned how to do music marketing years ago, and keyword promotion has become a huge thing online, so that now it is possible to take crappy music and shove it to the top. I hope mine isn't considered crappy, but it is possible to send my music and the music of the good music up to the top of the charts, but it requires people like you to step up and rate songs, rate music, to show your support for all the great music that you love to hear. And that's really what I've been doing with these iMixes. And so anything you can do to help would be helpful, to quote Princess Bride. Speaking of Princess Bride, or movies in general, actually, I've been getting a lot into the Christmas music and seasons, movies and such. Movies are the big thing for me. I love watching movies, and Christmas movies in particular. And so I've already started watching a few. I watched Miracle on 34th Street already. Last night, we watched Lethal Weapon, another Christmas favorite. And also on the list are Die Hard and It's a Wonderful Life and Holiday Inn. And turns out I bought it last year. Yes! Great movie. It's got Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire in it. Can you say any more? Bing Crosby, amazing voice. Fred Astaire, amazing dancing. Boom! Music is awesome. Of course, that's where White Christmas originally, I think that's where it originally came from, was in Holiday Inn. And then they put it in the movie White Christmas. And, you know, White Christmas, I enjoy watching that movie too. It's nowhere near as good as Holiday Inn. It's a little bit, you know, they push the cliche a little bit. That's my personal opinion. You can argue if you like. But check out Holiday Inn if you haven't. It's a beautiful film. And it's not, you know, totally Christmas all year long, because it's all about all the holidays of the year. But it, you know, it's where that song came from, and it's beautiful. Just a beautiful film. Christmas music. Actually, I was looking at reviews. I told you about my reviewing method way back in, I don't remember what show it was, but I was looking at the reviews on iTunes, and I love looking at those reviews for the how people rate things. While I enjoy looking at the 5 stars, it's always the ones that are down the list, you know, the 4, the 3, the 2, the 1, actually the 2, 4, 3, 2. Those are the most telling reviews on iTunes, because those are the ones where people are really honest. They explain the faults. It's not just the fans saying, I love it, I love it, I love it. Mind you, I still would love your 5s that say, I love it, I love it, I love it. But you know, I'm not going to, you know, I'd rather have a good, honest opinion, honest review, because this is what people look for. They want to know really what's spectacular and not so spectacular about the CD. I was looking at Celtic Thunder. Celtic Thunder, in case you ever read my review, I'm not a huge fan of. It's a prefab band. It's a pop band, basically, in the Celtic genre. The music, of course, varies from contemporary songs to original Celtic songwriters. There's a lot of those as well. So give them credit for popularizing groups, you know, bands like, or artists like Dougie McLean. You know, I think Dick Gawkin, I think they do one of his songs or something like that. But there's some great music that they pull in. And, of course, you know, they have beautiful vocals. The show, of course, is lip-synced. I don't know if anyone knows that, but it is. Which I find kind of hokey that they would do that in a live performance. But, you know, to each his own. But in case I was looking at the Celtic Christmas CD they had, and there were some, you know, these beautiful 5-star reviews. 5. Oh, I love Celtic Thunder and Christmas. Yay. And then there's one that was like a 3, and it was a beautiful review. They said 5 songs are just awesome. The rest of them are filler, you know? And you know, when you're working, putting together CDs, that's a lot of times how it comes out. It's enough chatting for now. I need to get back to some more music. I'm doing it in a new format with this. I'm doing 2 tracks in between. And, of course, I finish up with a 1 track at the end. And so now we're going to do a track that was, I don't know where this thing came from. Someone emailed me, I guess. It's a new single you can download from his website, Merry Christmas, Everyone, by Sean McCann. And you can find the link in the show notes. I forgot to write that down.
Christmas, everyone. circle round the sun. Some days we lost, some days we won. Merry Christmas, everyone. A child is born, forever.
Song, kiss the last that is smiling and be glad that you're here. It's like an Irish holiday.
To the beat. Now come on, jump right in. This good time's not a sin, but a blessing of the Celts from a long, long time ago.
Raise a glass, sing a song, kiss the light. That is smiling and be glad that you're here. It's like an Irish holiday. Raise your glass, sing a song. It's the last that is smiling and be glad that you're here. It's like an Irish.
Okay, perhaps that wasn't really a Christmas song, Irish Holiday by the Gleasons from A Letter to Aaron, but it's a cool song, so hey. This weekend is the last weekend for the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. I hope you'll come and join me for that. Then I'm looking at having a show on Burns Day in Mobile, Alabama. Haven't confirmed that. Keep an ear open for that. In February, there's a show in Birmingham. Celtic Invasion of New Orleans is on, so if you'd like to come join me for 4 days and 5 nights in New Orleans, we're going to visit some of my favorite places to eat in this town, see some cool sights, and have a great time. And right now we have a very small group. And so if you'd like to join this tiny little group and having a very personalized experience in New Orleans with me, then head on over to CelticInvasion.com and contact me as soon as possible. Now, as far as the Celtic invasion of Ireland, that is in full effect too. So pack your bags and get your money in as well. The deadline for that is coming up very soon before it jumps up on $300. So if you want to join me in Ireland, that's going to be the bomb once again. I got some great stuff coming for you. Some more news about that coming soon. Meantime, we're going to finish up this show with the Elders, Christmas Day. It's from their single, Christmas Day. Thank you all very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I will talk to you again hopefully next week. This is not going to be a weekly show, but for at least until the beginning of next year, but stay tuned. We shall see how it goes. And check out the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, because the Celtic Christmas show will be coming out there as well very soon. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
All alone and lost in a New York subway station. So far from the home we know so well. Wonder what we're doing here. Lonely faces, hidden fear. All our dreams come true with the banging of the bell. Many years go by with a letter pointed at the weak, and this promise that I make, I will see you all again on Christmas Day. Corners of the world we build new castles. Many fortunes lost we wander in dismay. Just before I hit the wall, I hear the promise made to all, I will see you all again on Christmas Day.
Songs podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Kilted Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com, and as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.